Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics. Big news about Kyle Rittenhouse. Jimmy?
So the jury acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse on all charges. It appears that the evidence and our legal system held true to the fact that this was self-defense. The unfortunate reality is the media, the left-wing progressive media, is still attacking this as a somehow protecting white supremacy in our nation, which is terrible. It's creating division and undermining faith in our justice system.
Yeah, it is a real shame, Jimmy. The fact that what actually started this trial, if there was no violence, I want to say, in Kenosha, prior to when Kyle Rittenhouse arrived on the scene, this whole thing wouldn't have even occurred. That's what I have a major problem with. Jimmy, you want to get some comments on that?
Yes. The mainstream media, corporate media, MSNBC, NBC, CNN, a lot of the networks, New York Times, Washington Post, all painted a picture that Jacob Blake was some sort of innocent guy that was shot by police because he was black. That created the violence, and it was an absolute lie. In spite of them having documented evidence with video camera evidence at the time, they created the situation which created the violence that was used by political operatives in order to undermine stability in Kenosha, to continue the violence that had been started with the George Floyd riots that were happening all around this nation. And it's absolutely despicable that those same stations are continuing to fabricate, if not out and out lie, to change the dynamic that would put this poor young man in prison for defending himself and his community where his father lived.
And I think that the one thing that isn't perhaps really brought out is the fact that this really is, in a very real sense, Mr. Rittenhouse Jr.'s community. There's no question about that. People are just saying he came from out of town because he wanted to go hunting. That's absolutely ridiculous. Clarify that, will you, Jimmy?
Yeah, absolutely. He came there there was burning and looting all around the nation at the time in multiple events and places. He came there to protect. He was bold. He did something as a 17-year-old that most adults and law enforcement was not doing. He was standing up to protect individual property, and he was trying to stop violence. He also came to help clean up and just protect the community that he had a relationship with. His father lived there. So there's no question about it that he's been painted as some white supremacist coming to kill black people, when in fact the only people shot were white people, two of which had weapons. And the prosecution has tried to hide the fact that all three of the people shot by Kyle Rittenhouse, as they attacked him, all three of them had extensive criminal records, were violent offenders, had done numerous things. In fact, one of them was a child rapist and been convicted and spent time in prison. The other one was a domestic abuser. One of them had just gotten out of the mental hospital. These were very, very dangerous circumstances for everyone. And the fact is, the state was not protecting people. Law enforcement was unable to cope with the violence, and that violence was exacerbated by officials in the city of Kenosha, legal officials as well as political officials, that were allowing this violence to continue for political agendas. And they risked the people. They risked everyone. And Kyle Rittenhouse was just someone that stood up to try to stop the violence.
You know, Jimmy, the one comment that I would make about this is that, you know, when you look at the rioting that's going on around the country, it's absolutely despicable. And I think that more citizens really have to get into this thing and do what they can to stop this rioting, because that's the only way that the communities where the rioting is taking place, that's the only way that they're going to really stand up and get their law enforcement officials involved. I have to say, if you look at what happened in Seattle with the CHOP, very definitely there were no citizens, for lack of better terms, in Seattle who had the posture, who had the very definitive stance that Kyle Rittenhouse took, for example. I think the people in every city where this violence is going on need to have to stand up and be obviously against it. It didn't happen in Seattle, and consequently in Seattle, there were also people killed, and the police chief of Seattle resigned because she was actually prevented from doing her job because of the various regulations. And people may disagree with me. They may say, well, Al, you're promoting vigilante type action. No, I'm not. I'm promoting the type of action where these professional riders from all over the country, when they come in, they will know that the communities where the riding is taking place does offer serious local defense against riders. How do you think about that?
Well, I think that's an important point, and that's what this Kyle Rittenhouse, the entire thing is about. It's about whether or not you can defend your community and your property and your life on because of threats of violence from the mob. And what we see is, and the unfortunate reality, Kenosha, Minnesota, Seattle, places in Los Angeles, San Francisco, the local population has allowed these narratives to continue where all cops are bad, you know, ACAB, where defund the police. They've allowed it. So the population is at fault for allowing this to happen. And what that means is they're depending on law enforcement to come save them and protect them at the same time that they're undermining law enforcement's ability to do it. So yeah, in the end, people are going to have to stand up. That's why you're seeing massive gun purchases around America right now. Democrats who never thought they'd own a gun are doing it to defend themselves, because if they call 911, no one may show up. And the reason why is defunding the police because of this entire progressive agenda, because of prosecutors that will not prosecute crime, even petty crime, all over San Francisco, the thousands and thousands and thousands of car robberies, and you know, the people walking in and out of stores without being, you know, just grabbing clothes and anything they can and walking away and not being charged or not being prosecuted. This leads to pandemonium. It leads to chaos. It also undermines any faith in the country. It undermines faith in law enforcement, and it destroys our communities. And you know what? If people allow it in those cities, then they deserve what they get. They better stand up and stop, and put a stop to it, which some of them are beginning to. They're
some
starting
of them
to wake
beginning
up.
To Jimmy, but in Seattle, when you were going through your explanation right now, I was thinking about really what's happening with the prosecuting attorneys in Seattle and in Portland. Many instances of late, in the last year or so, since this rioting has been going on, they have simply not prosecuted any of the rioters. I interviewed a fellow in Seattle when the shop situation was getting really in its heyday. This guy had come up all the way actually from, if I'm not mistaken, from Stockton, California. He was in every sense of his description, he was somebody who was a professional rioter. And I have to say that professional rioters who come from out of town need to be outnumbered. They need to be outnumbered by the local people who are standing up and saying, this simply cannot continue anymore. The only way that that's going to happen is if we have more folks like Kyle Rittenhouse. It's a shame that he ended up shooting and killing two individuals, but the fact of the matter is, let's look at the background of those two individuals. What were they
doing
there in the first place?
And they attacked him.
And they attacked him, yeah. I mean, as the saying goes, people say Kyle Rittenhouse was just somebody who was unqualified to do what he did. What about the two people who came in, one being mentally ill and another being a hardened criminal? What about those two people? Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back after a commercial break. We're going to talk a little bit in the next segment about the approval or lack thereof of our President Joe Biden. Stick around.